According to a Muncie community activist, Eldra Jones has done what society says she shouldn't be able to do, raise 9 high-achieving black children in Indiana. Her 4th child, Zachariah, is a college-bound senior at Muncie Central High School, and he says his mom has always insisted he and his siblings be involved.
Every, you know, summer program that was possible at the end, my mom was like, hey, y'all gonna be in this summer. Y'all gonna be doing this. Y'all gonna be doing something. I'm not even gonna have y'all just sit around. Y'all gonna be involved in something. So that's one of the great things that she instilled in us, that it was always good to be involved in something. It was always good to be, you know, a part of something that kept us out of trouble.
Zachariah and his 5 younger siblings attend school in Delaware County. Like all counties, it has its good and bad numbers in this year's Kids Count data. Delaware County has the 6th highest rate of out-of-school suspensions, and children who are black or of 2 or more races see more of those suspensions. But the same categories of children also saw a proficiency increase on state 3rd-grade reading tests during the pandemic, where those rates in the state overall dropped. Eldra Jones says with many different age kids in school at the same time, she could really see the attentiveness of local teachers.
I compliment them because my kids are pretty much on track. My 2 younger ones, they're reading, they've improved so much, and they've kept kind of, you know, they kept through that even during the times that they were out of school.
And both she and Zachariah say showing up to cheer on their family at school activities is also key to their success.
Some nights I was at a football game half the time, and then scooted over to Muncie Central to volleyball for the other half of that. So it's just a lot of gas. But it's important, and that's something that my mom made sure for me, that you look up and you see familiar faces.
Muncie Community School CEO Leanne Kwiatkowski says the district's new crisis is chronic absenteeism. She says as of this week, 38% of students have missed 10 or more days, and nearly 12% more almost fall into that category. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Stephanie Weekman.